那刚刚本来要翻译的，但是我忘了需要翻译。
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay for you, but not for me. 我跟小孩子说的，我今天带了一个碗跟一个杯啊。
So I mentioned to the kids that I was going to bring the bowl and then the cup.
碗是讲到这个神愤怒的碗，是今天我们要看的这段经文启示录第十六章。
So the bowl is going to be the wrath, the bowl of the wrath of God, and which we're going to take a look at the 16th chapter of the book of Revelation.
那杯呢是讲到这个救赎的杯。
And the cup is the cup of salvation.
讲到耶稣基督为我们成就的这个救赎。
So it's talking about the salvation that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us.
当耶稣基督在最后晚餐的时候说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，这是我为你们所流的宝血，这是他在讲到救恩。
So the last supper that Jesus shared with us, he talked about the body that he's going to be broken for us, and then the precious blood he's going to shed for us. And this is the salvation that he's going to accomplish.
那我就问他们，你们要选哪一个？
And so I asked them, which one do you choose?
很简单啊，小孩子就说我们要选这个救赎之杯。
So this is kind of simple because the kids all chose the cup of salvation.
我们今天来看启示录第十六章。
So today we're going to take a look at Revelation 16.
启示录第十六章不是一个很轻松的一个一章。
This is a very heavy chapter.
所以呢，我会尽量试着把它讲完啊。
So I'll try my best to finish this chapter.
在你们周报上面呢，我把你们的经文分成了一二三四五段。
So in your bulletin today, I've actually broken the verses into four parts. Five parts.
那最后第一页的最后一段跟第二页的上面一段是属于同一段。
So the last section of the last part of the first page, and the first part of the second page, they actually belong to the same section.
十六章呢，在讲到七碗。
So in the 16th chapter, we're talking about seven bowls.
这七碗是装满了神的愤怒。
Which are filled with the fury of God.
那你是在十六章你读的话，它很自然的就分成这几段了。
So it falls very naturally into these sections.
他讲到第一个碗、第二个碗、第三个碗之后，然后在第五节那边有一个插曲。
So after he finished the first, the second, and the third bowl, there in starting from verse five, there was an interlude.
然后他又从这个第四碗、第五碗、第六碗之后呢，然后又有一个插曲。
And another interlude after the fourth, fifth, and sixth bowl.
最后讲到第七碗。
And then finish with, and then afterwards is the seventh bowl.
好，我现在呢就请 Joyce 呢念英文的，大家就看着中文的，我们一段一段来念。我们先从第一节念到第四节，把前面三碗把它念。
So I'm going to read verse 1-4, finishing the first three bowls. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple, saying to the seven angels, Go, pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth. The first angel went and poured out his bowl on the land, and ugly and painful sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it turned into blood, like that of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood.
我们今天是读到启示录啊，我们今年都在讲启示录，今天是讲到第十六章。
So this year we've been talking about the book of Revelation, and here we come to the sixteenth chapter.
你之前如果没有在这里听了半年的信息的话，你会忽然间一进来就谈到这个愤怒的网啊。
So if you have missed all the previous messages, and then here you come here for today, and you see this bowl filled with wrath.
我没有办法把前面十五章讲一遍。
So I'm sorry that it's kind of impossible for me to review all the 15 chapters.
前一阵子的恩典团契，他前面之前人家没有来查经的，他重新再讲一遍的时候也讲不完了啊。
So I remember the Grace Fellowship.
Yeah, yeah.
Grace Fellowship, and they were trying to help those newcomers to catch up, and they were trying to like cover all the things that they have studied before, and it was kind of impossible for them to do it.
所以呢，我就直接从十六章开始。
So in this case, I will start from chapter 16.
那前面三个碗讲到说，一个审判啊。
So the first three bowls are talking about judgment.
第一个碗倒下去的时候呢，就有生毒疮啊。
So the first bowl is the painful sores.
那特别是在那有受印记和拜兽像的人身上。
So especially on those who bear the mark of the beast and also who worship the image.
这是讲到那一些不愿意信服真神耶稣基督的人。
So they are it's actually talking about those who do not worship, bow down to the true Jesus.
然后第二个碗是倒在海里，第三个碗是倒在江河和众水的泉源里。
And the second bowl was poured out into the sea, and the third bowl was poured into the spring and the springs of water.
然后我们来到这个中间的这个插曲。
And we come here to the interlude.
五到七节。
Five to seven. Then I heard the angel in charge of the water say, "You are just in these judgments, you who are and who were the Holy One, because you have so judged. For they have shed the blood of your saints and prophets.And you have given them blood to drink as they deserve. And I heard the altar respond, Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments.
所以三个碗之后呢，你在听到这里有两个声音，一个是天使的声音。
So after the three bowls, you hear two voices. One is from the angel.
但天使的声音在那边歌颂什么呢？歌颂神的这个判断是公义的。
So what is the voice of the angel worshipping? He's worshipping, he's praising that the judgment from the, God, from the Lord is just.
然后他，你又听到这个祭坛中有声音。
And you also hear the voice from the altar.
祭坛中的声音也说，神全能的者，全能者，你的判断是公义的。
And the altar, the voice from the altar also acknowledge that yes, Lord Almighty, true and just are your judgments.
然后我们接下去从第八节一直到十二节。
So from verse 8 to 12. The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire. They were seared by the intense heat, and they cursed the name of God, who had control over these plagues. But they refused to repent and glorify him. The fifth angel...poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. Men gnawed their tongues in agony and cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, but they refused to repent of what they had done. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east.
好，这是中间的第二个三个碗。
So this is the second set of three bowls in the middle.
你会发现这他讲到从第四、第五开始的时候，就有一些新的东西。
So you will notice that actually from the fourth and fifth, there was something new.
从第四、第五在这里呢，他讲到说这些人的反应。
So the fourth and fifth bowl, we're talking about the reactions, mentioned the reactions from the people.
这些人是怎么反应的？但第四碗倒下去的时候，这些人并不悔改，将荣耀归给神。
So how did they react? When the fourth bowl was poured out, they did not repent and did not give glory to God.
他们甚至亵渎咒诅神的名。
And worse, they actually blasphemed the name of God.
第五位天使把碗倒下去的时候，人也照样不悔改。
And the fifth angel, after he poured out his bowl, people refused to repent either.
照样咒诅，亵渎神的名。
And they continue to curse and blaspheme the name of God.
第六碗那个倒下去的时候，你没有看到他们相似的反应，但是他们的反应在这个接下来的插曲里头。
So after the sixth bowl was poured out, you didn't notice the same reaction from the people, but their reaction was actually recorded in the following messages.
所以我们继续从十三节看到这十六节。
So let's continue to read from verse 13 to 16. Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of a dragon, out of the mouth of a beast, and out of the mouth of a false prophet.They are spirits of demons, performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed. Then they gather the kings together to the place.That in Hebrew is called Armageddon.
人怎么反应呢?
So how did the people react?
人就召集了所有的众王，要开始与谁征战?
They assembled the kings of all the world and to fight for whom? For fight against whom?
与神征战。
They're going to fight against God.
他们要与神征战。
They are going to fight against God.
我们来到第最后一王。
And here we come to the last bowl.
17.
The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, It is done.
把它念完。
Then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and a severe earthquake.No earthquake like it has ever occurred since man has been on earth. So tremendous was the quake. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nation collapsed. God remembered Babylon the Great and gave her the cup filled with the wine of fury of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains could not be found. From the sky, huge hailstones of about 100 pounds each.Fell upon men, and they cursed God on account of the plague of hail, because the plague was so terrible.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你把今天这段经文赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us this scripture.
虽然这经文很沉重。
Even though the scripture is so heavy,
然而是从你那里所要告诉我们的。
But this is the message that you want to tell us.
帮助我们能够明白主你的心意。
Help us to understand your heart.
也帮助我们晓得主将你在你掌权中的这个宇宙将来是怎么结局。
And help us to understand the ending of this universe, which is under your control.
很感谢你祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Lord, we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们今天呢，处在一个时代里头。
So today we're in this era.
我们认为发脾气是不好的。
We know that bad temper is bad.
我们到处就讲说，我们不可以随便发脾气。
And we will tell people we should hold our temper.
父母不可以发怒。
And that parents should not be angry too.
我们对人与人之间也不可以发怒。
And between human beings, we should have good manners.
我们不管对方做了什么，我们都不能发怒。
And regardless of what other people have been doing, we should hold our anger.
可是我们在这个那么多的教育里面说发怒是不好的。
So all the education has been telling us that being angry is not good.
可是你看看今天他们调查的当中，这世代的人比。任何世代的人怒气更多。
However, according to the survey results, people of this generation actually is more angry than any other generations.
他们在马路上开车，有人开的他们不顺眼的就发怒。
So when they are driving on the road, if someone doesn't drive very well, then they would be angry.
我不能说别人，我也应该讲我自己。我到了加州之后，发现我怒气稍微多了一点。
When you went to California?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm actually talking, the pastor was actually talking about himself. So when he moved to California, he felt like he was more angry than before.
我发现我们这个教会越说我们不要发怒的时候，我们这 里头的怒气越来越多，因为没地方发，因为这里不能发，那里不能发，最后在车里面发。
So we found that the more education for us to against being angry was been given us, the more angry we get, because we have to hold back our anger at this place, and we cannot be angry at that place. So we accumulate a lot of angers, and so at home we would just burst out.
我们来到这个启示录第十六章，那时候神在发怒。
So in chapter 16 of the Revelation, God was angry.
所以我们在想说，神怎么做一个不好的事情？
So we may just wonder why God is doing such a bad thing.
其实我们对发怒的问题，我们没有仔细的从圣经来看。
But I guess it's because we haven't viewed the problem of anger from the point of view of the Bible.
问题不是能不能发怒，问题是怎么发怒。
So it is not a matter of can you be angry, it's a matter of how to be angry.
当你在这个外面看到有人在受伤害的时候，被人抢的时候，被人杀的时候，里面是会有愤怒的。
So when you're seeing people, for example, being robbed or being sinned against, then it's good for you to be angry.
当你说你不能发怒，你要原谅人的时候，你那个愤怒不晓得怎么犯的时候，就压积在内心里头。
And you, when you're told that you should hold back your anger and you cannot just be angry, and you are going to accumulate this anger in your heart.
神造人，人在人里面是有一个公义正义感的。
So God created man, which and inside of a man there is a sense of righteousness.
那这个正义感被这个冒犯的时候，会有一个愤怒出来的。
So when they are offended, the righteousness would surface.
因为在世上发生一个不对的事情。
If there is something that's unjust in the world.
不应该的事情。
Something that's not appropriate.
所以会有愤怒出来。
And there comes the anger.
所以不是说不能发怒，而是说我们怎么面对这个怒气。
So it is not that you cannot be angry, but it's how to face this anger.
当然我们罪人有罪人的怒气，我们很自私的怒气，我们也有只为自己着想的怒气。
Of course there are angers from a sinner. There's an anger that's selfish, and there's an anger that only thinks about themselves.
所以不是所有的怒气都是好的。
So not every anger is good.
也不是所有的怒气都是不好的。
Likewise, there's not every anger is bad.
当我们来到这个启示录的时候，十六章的时候，神发怒了。
So when we come to the Revelation 16, we see that God was angry.
我们看见在第一节，你们打开你们的圣经啊，那英文的你们也把你们圣经打开，等一下我们就不会再把经十六章的经文就不会再放在上面啊。
So please open your Bible, and we are not going to project the scripture on the PowerPoint anymore.
其他的经文我会放上去，但是十六章啊，启示录十六章的不放了啊。
I'm still going to project other verses on it. But I'm not going to project anymore the scriptures, the verses from chapter 16.
第一节他说，我听见大声音从这个殿中出来，向那七位天使说，你们去。把圣神大怒的七碗倒在地上。
So verse 1, then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go, pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth.
在这里用一个碗来描述神的愤怒。
So here, the word bowl was used to describe the wrath of God.
碗呢是可以盛很多东西的盛满了之后它就会满出来
So a bowl can be filled with many can contain so many things, and when it's filled, it's going to overflow.
在这里呢，他说圣神大怒的七个碗把它倒在地上。
So here is talking about to pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth.
我们来看看这个碗。
So let's take a look at the bowl.
我今天特别把我家里的碗带来。
So here, the pastor brought his bowl from his home.
现在的人越讲究卫生，所以现在连那个不锈钢的碗也拿来 然后网啊，在特别是在这个圣经里头，这个字啊，原来的这个字特别只出现在启示录里头。
So this bowl is actually a very special word. Only appears in the book of Revelation.
大部分都在指神圣满、神大怒的王。
So it's majorly, it's primarily talking about the bowls that are filled with the wrath of God.
16章这里出现最多次的了。
And especially the bowl, the word of bowl appears primarily in chapter 16.
15章也出现一次，19章也出现一次。
And there is it also appears once in chapter 15 and also once in 19.
大家都在指着神那个圣满神大怒的王。
So it's always referring to the bowl that the bowls that are filled with the wrath of God.
但是同一个字呢，也出现在这第五章第八节。
And also the same word actually appears in chapter 5 verse 8.
中文看不出来，因为中文把它翻成另外一个字了。
You cannot really see it from Chinese because the Chinese translation has a different word for it.
他在这里说，他既拿了第五章第八节，他是指那羔羊，他既拿了书卷、四活物和24位长老，就俯伏在羔羊面前，更拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。那金炉原来就是那金王。
So 5:8.And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of saints. So here the golden bowls, actually in Chinese, is translated as golden censer. It's the same word.
那英文就很明显是碗来的。
And so the English is actually more obvious because it's translated into bowls.
你在这里看到，这里说盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
So here you see the golden censers full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
我在这里要跟大家讲这圣充满圣徒的祷告的金碗，和我们今天要看的十六章的七个碗是有关联的，不一定是一样的，但是是有关联的。
So what I want to say here today is that these golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, are actually related to the bowls in the 16th chapter. They're probably not really the same, but they are related.
好，我们有一点查经啊。
Okay, so here I'm going to do a little bit Bible study.
如果房间热的话啊，我们要把自己弄醒来啊，不要睡着啊。
So if you feel like the sanctuary is too warm, please wake up yourself and do not fall asleep.
将来那一个神的愤怒更热啊。
Because the wrath of God in the future is going to be even more scorching.
首先呢，在这里金炉的金碗呢是复数的。
So here the golden censers the scripture is actually having the word in plural.
所以他四活物和二十位长老在俯伏羔羊面前拿着琴，又拿盛满了许多的这个金碗。
So the four living creatures and the 24 elders who are holding each one holding a harp and a golden bowl full of incense.
然后你来到这十五章七节的时候，你发现呢，在这里有一节经文这么说，四活物中有一个把盛满了活到永永远远之神大怒的七个金碗给了那七位天使。
So when we come to chapter 15 verse 7, we see that one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of wrath of God who lives forever and ever.
前面的碗在谁的手中？
So in chapter 5, who has the bowls?
在四活物跟24位长老的手中。
They're in the hands of the four living creatures and the 24 elders.
但在这第十五章讲到说，四活物要把那个装满神愤怒的金碗交给七位天使的时候，那也是在四活物的手中。
And also when the four living creatures gave the seven angels the seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, they were held by the four living creatures.
他们都是金做的。
And both of them were made by gold, made with gold.
两种碗不一定是同一个碗，都是，但是是有关联的。
So these two types of bowls, they might not be the same bowls, but they are definitely related.
那我们就来到第八章的第三节到第五节。
So here we come to chapter 8, verse 3 to 5.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉来，站在祭坛旁边，有许多香给他们，要和众圣徒的祈祷。那你记得前面五第五章，那今晚是装着什么？圣徒的祈祷。后面的是装着什么？神的愤怒。啊，这边的还没睡着啊。
So that verse actually talks about, and another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints of the golden altar before the throne. So we remember that in chapter 5, it was the golden bowls which are filled with the prayers of the saints. And in chapter 16, it was the bowl of God's wrath. So,
在这里呢，第八节呢，就要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献到宝座前的金坛上，那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。然后第五节的时候，天使就拿着香炉盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上。
So they were all represented, all represented to the altar, and the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints rose before God from the hand of the angel. And then the angel took the censer and filled with it with fire of the altar and threw it on the earth.
那如果你还记得第八章，当然你不记得第八章啊，第八章讲的这个七号。
So if you still remember chapter 8, of course I'm pretty sure you don't really remember. It was talking about the seven trumpets.
讲到七号神的审判下来，三分之一的这个地球三分之一的被毁灭。
So, God's judgment came upon the earth, and one third of the earth was destroyed.
当他这个第五节说到天使拿着香炉盛满的坛上的火倒在地上的时候，你接着看到这个在七号里面每一第一、第二、第三，或者我忘了是第几号，就很多东西都倒在地上。也就是说，圣徒的祷告上去，神的审判下来。
So, the angels poured the censer which was filled with the fire from the altar and threw on the earth. In chapter 8, you would also see a lot of the things during the seven trumpets. They were poured down to the earth, which is to say that.The prayers of the saints, they rose before God, they rose up to God, and God's wrath and God's judgment were pouring down to the earth.
神用那金碗盛满了圣徒的祷告，同样用那金碗盛满了他的愤怒。
So God used the bowls to fill with the prayers of the saints, and also God used the bowls to fill with his wrath.
请问神大怒的碗跟我们圣徒的祷告有什么关系？
So I have a question for you. What is the relationship between God's wrath, the bowl of God's wrath, and the prayers of the saints?
有什么关系？我们做基督徒是不是每一天求神把他的愤怒降下？是不是这样子？
How are they related? Are we praying every single day to have God's wrath be poured onto us?
不是。
No.
我们突然间墙上的字不见了。
Okay, so the scripture on the wall disappeared.
好，我们来看这个第六章的第九到第十节，我们一起来念。约翰还记得无意的时候，我看见记载记载底下有一个认真的话，有一座一座见证之类这样的之类的大声喊着说：“天也真正者主，你不审判住在地上的人，要为我们伸冤。”圣徒的祷告是什么
？So what is the prayer of the saints？
我们来到这个第六章的时候，发现那一些为着神的道，跟为着为神做见证的人，他们的祷告是什么？
So when we look at chapter 6, what is the prayers of those who died for the word of God?
他们那些为神的道而为神做见证的人是被杀的。
They were killed.
他们为什么被杀？
Why were they killed?
因为他们所传的道跟他们所做的见证被世人拒绝了。
Because they were rejected, together with the gospel that they are spreading, by mankind.
所以圣徒的这个破坏反映出世人对神这个救赎福音的一个拒绝。
So the persecution towards the saints are a reflection of mankind to the gospel.
不是每一个传福音的基督徒都受迫害。
So of course not every Christian who spread the gospel will be persecuted.
也不是每一个拒绝福音的人都迫害基督徒。
And not every person who rejects the gospel will persecute the Christians.
但是在这里呢，他用一个画面来描写说，我们是站在哪一边？我们是站在那中心传福音的那一边，还是我们站在那一个拒绝福音的那一边？
Here, this is depicted in the picture, illustrated in the picture that which side are we taking? Are we on the side of the saints who spread the gospel, or are we on the side of those who reject the gospel?
我们以前谈到这第六章的时候说，这些圣徒祷告说：“圣洁真实的主，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的冤要等到几时？他们不是要报仇啊？”
So here we see the prayers of the saints. O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge the avenge of our blood on those who dwell on the earth? So this is not of being impatient.
当然是讲到说神，我们传的福音，你是这么说的，你是这么讲的，你说将来要有一个审判，你所说的话真实性在哪里？什么时候要临到？
So here they're saying that, Lord, this is the gospel that we've been spreading. This is the word from you that we are be teaching others. So how are you going to accomplish your promise? How are you going to accomplish your word?
你还在想说为什么神要这么样的去审判世人的话，你要知道一切都是他造的。
So if you're still wondering why God is going to judge the entire earth, you have to remember that everything was created by Him.
一切都是属他的。
Everything belongs to Him.
所以一切都要向他做一个交代。
So everything has to be accountable to Him.
就好像你做爸爸的，你儿子不认你的话。
So as if, for example, if you're a father and your son doesn't acknowledge you.
对中国人来讲的话是天大的罪。
So this is such a big sin in our Chinese culture.
所以当我们来到这里的时候，我们就看这个第七晚的里头第五到第七节。
So here when we are taking a look at the scripture, we see the seventh bowl.
第三晚之后，在第五节到第七节的那个插曲。
So the interlude after the third bowl.
我听见掌管，在周报上或者在你们圣经上第十六章，我听见掌管众水的天使说：“昔在今在的圣者，你这样判断是公义的。”
So and I heard the angel in charge of the water say, "Just are you, O Holy One, who is and who was."For you brought these judgments.
第六节说他们曾流圣徒和先知的血，这代表着他们拒绝了圣徒跟先知所要传的神的话。现在你给他们血喝，这是他们该受的。
So in verse 6, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, which means they have persecuted, they have slaughtered the saints and the prophets.And you have given them blood to drink. It is what they deserve.
我又听见祭坛中有声音说，是的，主神全能者，你的审判断义哉，成哉。
And I heard the altar saying, Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments.
祭坛中，你在第六章那个七印里头，你就看到祭坛中有声音说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判地上的人，要到几时呢？”
So when you let's go back to chapter 6. A voice from the altar would cry out, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood to those who dwell on the earth?
来到这个神降七晚的时候，我们就听到祭坛有中有声音说，主神全能者，你的判断意在成在。
So coming to the seven bowls, there is a voice from the altar saying, Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments.
所以当初那些受这个冤屈的人，到了最后的时候，神的判断就显出他们是对的。
So those who were persecuted back at that time, at the end, God's judgment showed that they were just and true.
那当初为了神的道，为了做见证的缘故，他们愿意放下一切来跟从神的，而他们在地上受的冤屈，到了最后，神要显出他们是公义的。
So those who have forsaken everything to follow God, that they were persecuted for the name of God, in the end, God's judgment showed that they were righteous.
好，另外一个问题。
So another question.
七个碗的灾难是不是太严厉了？
So are these seven bowl judgment too severe?
你看这个第一碗，他把碗倒在哪里？倒在地上，所有的这些拜兽和那些兽像的人全部生了毒疮啊。
So take a look at the first bowl. They were poured out onto the people who has the mark of the beast, and they have this painful boils, the painful sores.
第三节，这个第二个天使倒在海里面，海就变成血，所有的活物都因为这个海的缘故死了。
So in verse 3, the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it turned into blood like that of a... and then because of that, all the living creatures in the sea died.
然后众水也都变成血。
And all the waters turned into blood.
然后你看到天使和圣徒在那里说神的判断是公义的。
And the angels and the altars claim that the judgment of the God is just.
同不同意？
Do you agree?
你会不会觉得太严厉？
Do you think this is too severe?
要回答这个问题的话，有很多层面可以讲的啊。
So to answer this question, I can go to different aspects.
我们今天只看两个。
And we're only going to cover two aspects.
第一。
First.
无论你是不是觉得这一个审判太严厉。
So regardless whether you think this punishment is too severe.
人的心更刚硬。
Our hearts, men's hearts are more, are harder.
人的心更刚硬。
And men's hearts are harder.
有时候我处罚小孩子的时候。
So sometimes when I'm punishing my kids.
我很好奇。
I am pretty curious.
我觉得我的刑罚挺严重的。
Because I think that my punishment was actually pretty severe.
但是他的心。更硬。
But his heart is harder.
有时候我在想，我是不是要把他拉到这个死亡边缘啊，他才会悔改啊。
So there are times that I wonder, should I bring him to the verge of death that he will repent?
我的小孩很健康，手脚都全在啊。
So my kids are still healthy, and then they haven't lost any fingers or limbs.
身体没什么疤痕，也没什么伤痕哈。
They don't have any scars, physical injury to themselves.
你可以跟他们谈啊。
And you can also feel free to talk with them.
我只是举个例子，我是不是真的要把他们弄得快要面对死亡了，他们才会悔改啊
？So what I was talking about is just an illustration. Should I bring them to the verge of death that for them to repent?
你接下来你看到这第四、第五、第六这个碗的时候，你就在想说，神在第四碗的时候把这个碗倒在日头上面，日头烤人啊。
So when you're taking, when you go to fourth and fifth and fourth and fifth and sixth bowls, you see that the fourth bowl, the bowl was thrown to the sun, and the sun was scorching mankind.
这些人痛苦到什么地步呢？
So they were, what a big agony they are actually enduring.
在第五晚的时候，这个道在这个兽的这这个座位上呢，整个国被黑暗，人因为疼痛就咬自己的舌头。
So the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of a beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. Men gnawed their tongues in agony.
我自己咬到自己的舌头的时候，我要停下所有做的事情，然后抚摸一下我的舌头。
So, if I accidentally bite my tongue, I would actually have to stop everything that I do.
这里有一个比这个舌头被咬到还更严厉的，他们巴不得咬自己的舌头，那是什么意思？那是说他们痛到一个地步，他们真的巴望咬自己的舌头的痛能够把那个痛苦遮盖掉。
So here they actually want to endure the pain of gnawing their tongues. So what kind of agony they were going through is even bigger than biting your tongues, and that they were willing to endure the pain to bite their tongues so that they can it can ease their pain of that pain.
无论如何，人不悔改。
However, man refused to repent.
人仍然咒诅天上的神。
And they continue to curse God in heaven.
你说刑罚会不会太严厉？
So do you think that the punishment is too severe?
不管怎么样，人的心是更刚硬的。
Regardless of that, our hearts, men's hearts are even harder.
你没有发现到任何一个人会在那个痛苦之下，那里哀求说，神啊，够痛了，饶饶我吧。
So you didn't see a single person who under this punishment pleaded to God, God, this is too big a punishment. Please forgive me.
他们反而在那里亵渎神，要跟神斗到底。最后，在这个第六晚倒下去的时候，他们就准备要聚集起来，跟全能者来征战。
Instead, they continued to blaspheme God, and they wanted to fight against God to the end. And so they gathered all the kingdoms in the world and to fight against Him.Second.
第一是人的心刚硬。
So the first is the hardness of man's hearts.
第二呢是讲到神每一个严厉的审判之前都有一个长久的宽容。
The second one is that before every single judgment of God, He endured for a long time.
这里有一些经文不读了，因为时间的关系。
So I'm going to skip some of the verses because of a lack of time.
每一次我们讲到旧约以色列人进去迦南地，把迦南的人所有的都杀了的时候，我们都说那很残忍。
So every time we were talking about like when the Israelites entered the area of Canaan, they killed all the Canaanites, and that was so brutal.
那是神要借着以色列人来刑罚那迦南人的。
Because God wanted, actually, that was because God wanted to, through the Israelites, to punish the sin of the Canaanites.
但是每一个神严厉的审，审判的被之前都有神长时间的宽容。
However, before every single punishment, there was the long forbearance of God.
在四百多年前，他就对亚伯拉罕说：“将来你要得这个地为业，但是你这个时候不许。”
So 400 years beforehand, God told Abraham that you are going to inherit this land, but now is not the time.
你要先到埃及去地去，你在埃及那里要被人苦待四百年。
So you are going to the land of Egypt first, and then there you are going to suffer for 400 years.
然后你也再回到这个地方，为什么要这样子绕一大圈？为什么要等那么多年呢？因为这地的罪孽还没有满意。
So you have to actually detour for a very long distance. And why do you have to wait for such a long time? Because the sin of that Canaanites haven't been fulfilled. It's not yet complete.
所以你看到说，当神在那里刑罚迦南人之前，他等了好多年。
So you see that before God started His punishment on the Canaanites, He waited for so many years.
他把以色列人从埃及带出来，这些神怎么把以色列人从埃及地带出来过红海，这些的信息全部都传到这个迦南地的人当中。
So He spread all the messages about how God led the people out of Egypt, how He led them through the Red Sea, So all the Canaanites knew the message.
他们都听见了。
They have heard of it.
最后没有人悔改，只有一两个。
But very few people repented, only maybe a handful.
当神严厉的刑罚之前，他有长时间的宽容。
So before God's severe punishment, He has a long time of forbearance.
就好像这个网一样，你剩东西的时候，剩到满的不能再满的时候，那个时候就是神的愤怒要倒下来的时候。
So just like this bowl, when it's filled all the way up to its brim, that is the time when God is going to pour down His wrath.
所以我们刚刚在第六章那里看见的，就是当这些人圣徒在祭坛下面在呼喊说：“神，你不审判地上的人，要到什么时候呢？”神说：“还要再等一等。”
So that's what we saw in chapter 6. The saints who were under the altar, they asked God.How long are you going to wait? And God replied a little bit longer.
今天神的大怒来了没?
So has the wrath of God come here yet today?
还没有吗?
Not yet, right?
很明显的还没来到。他在等什么?
So what is he waiting for?
你觉得他在等什么?
What do you think he's waiting for?
等待更多的人悔改。
To wait for more people to repent.
那也许等待某一个国家悔改。
Maybe he's waiting for a specific country.
那也许等待美国悔改。
Maybe he's waiting for the United States.
那么也许再给时间给你和我。
Maybe he's given time to you and me.
趁着还有时间的时候可以悔改。
That we may still repent when there is still time.
所以我在这里劝大家的就是我们不能再等了。
So what I'm urging you here is that stop waiting anymore.
我们在神面前此时此刻就要悔改。
Here and now we have to repent.
非基督徒还没有信主的今天在这个时候就要悔改。
For non-Christians who haven't yet believed in God, here today you have to repent.
我们的生命不是我们自己的。
We don't own our lives.
我们的生命乃是神所赐的。
Our life is given by God.
我们要回到神那里承认他是神。
We have to come back to God and acknowledge that He is God.
基督徒过不讨神喜悦的生活的，今天这个时候就要悔改。
So Christians who are leading a life that is not pleasing to Him, we have to repent as well.
我给你两个原因，为什么今天就要悔改。
So I'm giving you two reasons why we have to repent today.
启示录十六章十五节。
So, Revelation 16:15.
十六章十五节这么说：“看呐、啊，我像贼一样，那警醒手看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的有福了。”
Behold, I'm coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake, keeping his garments on, that he may not go about naked.And be seen exposed.
赤身露体就是我们这些罪人呢、啊。若没有神的义在我们身上遮盖我们的话，我们像一个非常羞耻的人一样。
So nakedness means that if we don't have the righteousness as a clothes to cover us, we would walk about like sinners, and we will be exposed.
他说我来像贼一样。
So he comes. He said that he's coming like a thief.
贼呢是不会给你时间表的了。
So a thief is not going to give you his schedule, his timetable.
不会告诉你还有两分钟我就来，还有两个小时我就来。
And it's not going to tell you that in 2 minutes I'm coming or in 2 hours I'm coming.
啊，你随时随地都要预备好。
And you have to get prepared every single second.
我相信住在 Foxfire 的这些弟兄姐妹，你们最了解了。你随时随地都要站。睁大眼睛来看到底有没有强盗或有小偷来的。
So those who live in the community of Foxfire, I think you know it the best because you have to, every single second you have to open your eyes and to see if there is a burglar coming to your house.
这是第一个原因，我们不晓得主什么时候来。
So this is reason number one. We don't know when the specific time that when God is coming.
第二个原因。
Second.
为什么今天就要悔改？
The second reason why we have to repent today.
因为人的心 越来越刚硬。
Because our hearts are being hardened every single day.
你有没有看到在这个启示录第十六章里头，人的心呢是越来越刚硬。
So have you noticed in chapter 16 of Revelation that our hearts, people's hearts are getting harder and harder.
他们不但是不悔改，他们还要咒诅神，不但是咒诅神，还要召集所有的人跟神来争战。
Not only did they not repent, they even cursed God. And not only did they curse God, they even assemble all the people around to fight against God.
你今天神圣灵有感动你，你心里面有感动了，你把它压下去的话，那就表示什么？下一次圣灵在感动你的时候，你很容易把它压下去。
So if the Holy Spirit touches your heart and then you suppress this emotion, and then the next time the Holy Spirit touches your heart, it's easier for you to suppress it.
今天是第一次感动，你可以压得下去。下一次你已经压过一次了，第二次就更容易了。
So if it's the first time it's easy, you can suppress it. The next time you've already had this experience of suppressing it for one time, and then it will be easier for you to do it again.
今天是第三次感动，然后你又把它压下去。下一次你就三次的经验，把圣灵的感动压下去了。你想？你有没有可能再压下去一次呢？
So if this is the third time, and next time you will have three times of experience, so do you think it's getting easier for you to suppress it?
罗马书二章四到五节这么说啊。
So Romans chapter 2 verse 4 to 5.
他在指责。人说还是你藐视他丰盛的恩慈宽容忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是要领你悔改呢？你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显出他公义审判的日子来到。
Or do you presume on the riches of the kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance, but because of your hard and penitent heart,You are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed.
好，我今天要停在这里，因为时间到了。
I'm going to stop here today because my time so because of the time is limited.
每次我说停在这里的时候，大概还有五分钟啊。
So every time that I say that, okay, I'm going to stop here, probably there's still like 5 minutes.
我们接下来的这个征战跟这个巴比伦大城，我们将会在17-19章会继续谈。
So the great battle against the great city of Babylon, we're going to uncover in the sermons of chapter 17, 18, and 19.
接下来三个星期，我们就会继续谈这个内容。
And we're going to cover the content in the following 3 weeks.
然后今天我们有圣餐。
So today we have our Holy Communion.
圣餐，耶稣拿着杯说：“这是我流的血，为你们舍的。”
So Jesus held the cup, saying that this is my blood, shed for you.
那在耶稣设立圣餐之前，他到了一个院子叫科西马尼园，在那里他向神祷告说：“若能够把这杯挪去。”
So before the Holy Communion, before Jesus gave the Holy Communion, he had a prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, and during his prayer, he was asking God to remove this cup if possible.
那是什么杯？
What is the cup?
他没有特别讲啊，那是一个，我们就叫它苦杯啊。我这里也弄了一个苦杯啊。
So he didn't really specify what kind of cup it is, but here I'm just going to call it a cup of bitterness.
那你从新约那边讲的话，就晓得说，耶稣基督在十字架上为我们承受这个愤怒。
So from the New Testament, we know that Jesus has borne all the wrath on the cross for us.
所以耶稣基督来是要我们来承受神的愤怒的。
So Jesus came so that we can bear the wrath of God.
这样子呢，他就把这杯呢，在十字架上把它变成一个救赎的杯。
So on the cross, he turned this cup into salvation into the cup of salvation.
所以他就跟他所有的人说，凡 饥渴的啊，都可以来到我这里来。
And he told us that whoever is thirsty, come to me.
在耶稣基督里面有赎罪。
Because in Jesus there is the forgiveness of salvation.
他为我们承受了神的愤怒，而成就了这个救赎。
He has borne the wrath of God for us and accomplished the salvation for us.
有人帮我们把这个苦杯喝掉了。
Because someone he has drank the bitter cup for us.
你可以跟神说，我愿意接受耶稣基督，求他。我愿意接受他为我成就的这个救赎。
And you can say to Jesus that I am willing to get the salvation that He has accomplished for us.
或者你可以说，我才不稀罕。
Or you can say, I don't care.
我自己来喝神的愤怒。
I'll drink the bowl of God's wrath myself.
神的愤怒，每一个人都要承受的。
Every one of us will have to suffer the bowl of God's wrath.
你可以让耶稣基督帮你承受，要不然你就要自己去承受。
Either you can ask Jesus to suffer it for you, or you can suffer it yourself.
当我们人不认这位真神的时候，我们已经犯了天大的罪。
So when we don't acknowledge this true God, we have sinned greatly against him.
但神还差遣了他自己的爱子耶稣基督为我们成就这个救恩。
However, God sent his beloved son Jesus to accomplish the salvation for us.
他成就了这个救赎的杯。
He accomplished this cup of salvation for us.
到今天又等了2000多年了，这个愤怒的杯碗都还没降下来。
So 2,000 years afterwards, he's been waiting for more than 2,000 years, and the bowls of his wrath hasn't been poured onto us yet.
他在等什么？
What is he waiting for?
等我们悔改。
He's waiting for us to repent.
他不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
He would like to have every person to be to repent.
我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主，你为我们成就何等大的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. What a great salvation you have accomplished for us.
你在降下你严厉的愤怒之前，你有长久的忍耐。
You have such a long forbearance before you pour your wrath onto us.
今天仍然是得救的日子。
This today is still a day of salvation.
我们仍然能够转向耶稣基督，求主的恩典宝血遮盖我们。
That we can still turn to Jesus and asking for your blood to cover us and to have your salvation on us.
下一分钟，明天我们不知道。
We don't know for next second. We don't know for tomorrow.
因为你来像贼一样。
Because you come like a thief.
因为也可能我们的心就刚硬下去了。
Or maybe our heart will be hardened.
求主你来开我们的心眼。
Lord, come and open our heart.
让我们每一位在你面前能够悔改归向你。
That every one of us will repent and come back to you.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.